This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Eyre.
Hello, Kent. Good to see you again. We're having fun, aren't we?
We're having fun. And, Catholic Radio Indy's been on the air for about 15 years. And this year we are taking on a project that we've never done before. It's something different, something that we want to offer to our listeners. And we're going to be giving details on it today. We want everybody to listen closely. Consider joining us for this, because what we're doing is a pilgrimage to Amurabagao. It's the Passion Play. It's in Central Europe. And where we will be going, the Catholic Radio Indy sponsored trip, the pilgrimage, will be September 12th through the 22nd of 2020, not 2019.
Yeah, I thought it was this year.
So you got a full year to go. Full year to go out there. So we are going to be taking 30 people with us. 30 listeners will be going with us on this trip. And right now,
are you going, Kent? Are you going, Kent?
No.
I'm not going either yet, but maybe I'll change my mind.
No, I got a feeling there are some folks here in the station who will be going, which means somebody has to stay back here and keep things running.
Yeah.
So that's the way it happens. But it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful trip. We've got some folks in studio to tell us all about it. They are from Tecton Ministries. We've got Richard Sontag.
Yes, and Richard is the founder and president of Tecton Ministries. So welcome to Faith in Action, Richard.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And when I looked at your webpage, I was really impressed. You're a world traveler. You've been doing this a while. Tell us what Tecton Ministries is and how you got started and what the heck Tecton means. Interesting word.
It is.
You can answer any one of those questions, Richard. I just peppered you there.
Okay, very good. Well, we started actually back in 1996, so over 23 years ago. The story actually started a few years before that. And, like a lot of people, our own personal conversion stories, there's something that triggers it.
Yes.
For me,
yes.
It was pilgrimage.
Okay.
And particularly in a place, also in Europe, but in Bosnia, Herzegovina, and I was actually on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, that's been ongoing now for over 30-some years. But ultimately, for me and my family, we had taken a number of different trips there. And my personal conversion, I kind of feel like I owe to Our Lady. She's the one that had brought me back into my faith and back into my church. And, we have such a great gift in our Catholic faith.
No doubt.
Just a beautiful gift. And so pilgrimage for me helped me to rediscover that faith, right? To make it a priority now in my life. And so by going on that pilgrimage, then it became like a stepping stone actually for me in terms of just changing my whole work. It ended up becoming something that I was led and called to do. And so we built a whole ministry around, just leading pilgrimages.
And there's a difference between going on a trip and going on a pilgrimage. Could you talk about that maybe from your experience? Because it's, yes, you are going to have an itinerary and you are going to see different sites, but it's completely different. And we can talk specifically about, we'll talk about that in a general sense, and then we'll talk about this specific pilgrimage and what's going to be involved with that.
Right, because, pilgrimage really is not a vacation. It's not a trip. It's a way of encountering our Lord, right? It's a way of coming deeper into our faith and awareness. And I think sometimes, we get in such a rut of the day-to-day, things that we do. And it's not that we can't encounter our Lord by just, going to the Blessed Sacrament Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes going to these very unique places of our faith, the places where Christ was born, for example, and walked and preached, like in the Holy Land or the roots of our Catholic faith in Rome,
mm-hmm.
And just walking into St. Peter's, for example, and just the awe.
Sensory overload.
Absolutely.
In a really holy way, you
it
know?
Is. It is. And, you know, I've always told people that going on pilgrimage is never an accident. It's always part of God's providence. And, he, you know, there's always something he wants to do. He wants to speak to your heart in a new way. You know, he wants to communicate something, heal something that might be in your heart, something you've been carrying around all your life. I mean, just so many ways, but we just need to be taken into a different place, you know? And so there are so many wonderful, you know, shrines and Catholic shrines around the world, and everyone is different, right? Everyone speaks differently to the heart, and just it's a wonderful, you know, opportunity and experience.
So how many trips, or I shouldn't say trips, I just fell into the trip trap, right?
You did it.
How many pilgrimages do you offer throughout the year, roughly?
Well, right now we have about 50 groups that we work with. So, you know, we have the privilege of working nationwide. You know, when we started out small, but, you know, now, you know, we have the opportunity to work with schools and, you know, parishes, religious organizations. So, you know, it's just a great opportunity, but we're growing. So, you know, it wouldn't be surprised if, you know, a few years down the road, we have 100,
Sure. So let's talk specifically about the one that we're doing here at Catholic Radio Indy. I'll try to say it, Oberammergau. Okay.
That's close.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
I've been practicing that.
Yeah,
so
all right.
So I've never heard of that. Where is that? And tell us, let's talk a little bit about maybe the itinerary, and you even have a spiritual director that's going with, and give us the information about that.
So the first thing about a pilgrimage to Oberammergau is that it is unique, right? Unique opportunity, and it's very rare. It only happens every 10 years.
And why is that?
Well, it's an interesting history. It's located in Bavaria. It's the very southern part of Germany, which, you know, traditionally has been a very Catholic, you know, area. The history actually goes back a long time ago. It actually goes back into the time of the plague, and, you know, back in the early 1600s. But what happened is the very first play happened in 1634, all right? And the villagers of that time, a year earlier, in 1633, were experiencing the Black Death, right? Mm. So that, you know, the just people were dying. And the villagers really pleaded, begged with God that if you would spare us, you know, that we would offer as a tribute to God this play that they would do every 10 years, and they would do it, you know, forever. That play has happened every 10 years, with the exception of the two world wars, but that has happened every 10 years. So think about that, since 1634.
And that's the Passion Play.
That's correct. So it is a play, and it's a lengthy play. It's about 5 hours. And it's all done in German, and it has two parts to it, separated by a few hours in between. But the cast is the entire village, all the villagers.
So neat.
Right. Even the men start back in like early November, because the play starts in May and it goes through October.
Okay.
There's over 100, you know, performances of the play. But the cast is every single, you know, person and villager that lives there.
What a great way to build Christian community. Be in a production.
Right. You get to grow long beards and, you know, the whole thing. It's a big process.
And they work at that.
Yeah, so this isn't exactly Little Rascals. Hey, let's put on a show. No, this is a huge, you know, 400-year-old production.
Yep.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Richard Sontag. He's the founder and president of Tecton Ministries, and they offer pilgrimages all around the world to holy places. And we're talking about a pilgrimage that Catholic Radio is sponsoring for our listeners. I think we have, there's 30 spots?
That's correct.
And it's about halfway full.
Already.
And so if you want to register for the Catholic Radio pilgrimage that we're talking about, you can do that where?
So all of the registration is online.
Okay.
At the Tecton Ministries website.
Okay. So is it TectonMinistries?
.org.
.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. So TekTon Ministries
dot.
.org. Okay. So now let's go through the itinerary.
Yep.
In addition to the Passion Play, maybe I shouldn't say it that way since that's kind of a central thing that's going to happen. Looks like you've got a lot of beautiful sites, and it's at how many day?
11 days.
11 days.
Total. Yep.
Okay.
And of course, the highlight is the Passion Play. It's going to be that whole full day in Oberammergau.
Is that the first stop, or
nope.
Is that okay?
Smack in the middle.
All right, I'll let you do the itinerary here.
But no, we start actually by going to Prague. So, you know, it's a, again, if you haven't been in the Czech Republic, it's absolutely a beautiful city.
Yeah, I've never been there, so
No, wonderful city. And we have the Loreto Shrine there, which is actually a replica of the Holy House of Loreto. We actually will have an opportunity to visit Prague Castle. There's a beautiful cathedral there of St. Vitus. And specifically for many, at the Church of Our Lady Victorious, it houses the famous statue of the Infant of Prague.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus of Prague.
Yeah. I was guessing that you might get to see that.
Yeah. So that'll be probably a highlight, too. So that's exciting. And then we leave from Prague, and we will travel to Altötting, which... It's an interesting name, but Our Lady of Altötting is the oldest Marian shrine in Germany. And so on our way to Munich, we will have a stop there. And then, of course, we're in Munich. You know, what a wonderful city and place of faith. While we're there, I mean, of course, it's famed for, you know, you can go to the Hofbräuhaus, which, you know, we will certainly do. And again, the seat, actually, the cathedral of the Archdiocese of Munich is there, and our previous, you know, Pope Benedict was both the Archbishop and Cardinal there.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah,
that's really neat.
Yeah, a lot of neat opportunities in Munich. And then from Munich is when we'll leave and we'll go on to Oberammergau. We'll make a few visits along the way. And after Oberammergau, we're actually going to work our way over to Innsbruck. And on the way there, we're going to go through a famous castle, Neuschwanstein. And this is the castle where Walt Disney had found his inspiration for the famous Cinderella castle and movie. And
I did not know that. That's really neat, too.
Beautiful, beautiful castle. And
and it's better there than it is at Disney World, right?
Yeah, much better, much better. You're in the middle of the Alps. It's beautiful.
Can't really replicate that in Florida or California exactly, right?
Yeah. And then toward the end of the pilgrimage, when we're in Innsbruck, we actually have a very unique connection here to our Indiana listeners. And that is we will be going to the monastery of Einsiedeln. And what's interesting about this is that, of course, this comes from the German word Einsiedler, which is another word for hermit. And the most famous of all of those hermits was Meinrad. And it's where we get our monastery down at St. Meinrad, mm-hmm. the seminary. It is actually kind of the mother monastery is this monastery in Einsiedeln, Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of neat history for, those folks in Indiana that have, you know, been down to St. Meinrad.
So now, what is the deadline in terms of registering for this? Because, you know, the deadline's coming up, you know, quickly.
Soon, yeah.
Soon. sooner than others, you know, because if people, it fills up, right?
Right. Part of it is that September 1st is the deadline.
Okay.
But because of the uniqueness of the play, mm-hmm. The play itself is in such high demand that it actually just sells out. And, you know, final payments on most things are done almost a year out. So that's why Catholic Radio is planning this ahead of time, right? It's even though it's September of next year, it needs to be planned now.
Okay, we need to take a break, but we are talking with Richard Sontag, founder and president of Tecton Ministries, and we're talking about a pilgrimage that that Catholic Radio is hosting to Eastern Europe, right?
Okay.
So we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
This is Bob Typen, chairman of Catholic Radio Indy. Nearly 400 years ago, the plague raged in many parts of Europe, including Oberammergau, Germany. In 1633, the villagers promised to perform a passion play every 10th year if no one else in their village would die. God answered their prayers, and the people have kept their promise. The 42nd Passion Play will take place in Oberammergau in 2020. Catholic Radio Indy invites you to join my wife Sharon and myself for a once-in-every-decade opportunity to see this play. We put together a pilgrimage from September 12th through the 22nd of 2020. This trip will include airfare, hotel, ground transportation, guides, and some meals. We will visit religious shrines in Prague, Munich, Innsbruck, and Lucerne. To find out more, call us at 317-870-8400 or visit CatholicRadioIndy.org.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and in the studio with me is Kent Blanford, and our guest today is Richard Sontag. He is the founder and president of Tecton Ministries, which is a pilgrimage company or pilgrimage ministry, right?
That's right.
And so if you're going on a pilgrimage, who can go on this? I mean, who is this really aimed at? Do you have to be a certain age or, you know, stamina? I mean, you're going to walk 20 miles a day or... How does it work?
Right.
Talk about that.
Okay. Well, for most pilgrimages, I would say that it's, you know, the Lord is calling all of us to conversion, right? So,
great answer.
Conversion is a day-to-day change, right? It just doesn't start and then end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ongoing, mm-hmm. you know, our whole life. And so pilgrimage becomes just the element of conversion. It's a means for conversion. And so, yes, we have groups that are catered toward, you know, students, college, you know, university groups and things like that. But this particular group, right, would be open to, you know, just about anybody. You know, people that love Catholic radio and, you know, want to help Catholic radio and of course, just have an interest in this very unique, you know, opportunity to go to Oberammergau. As far as, you know, stamina, and, you know, you are moving from kind of place to place, right? You're not just in one place.
So there is some walking involved,
you
right?
You are, right.
There's and some, maybe some stairs.
Correct.
You know.
Right.
You know, when
couple
you're going,
miles a day, maybe.
Yeah, okay. And that's always good to know. I went on a pilgrimage to Rome, and I remember Father Kevin Haynes, who led the pilgrimage, said, start getting into shape, you know, walking. And we're like, oh, yeah, right. You know, we were all in our 20s, and I mean, you know, we were toast, you know,
yeah.
but
yep.
It's doable, right?
Very doable.
Okay.
Yep.
And now you also have some priests that are going along.
Well, that's
talk,
right.
Talk about that aspect of it, because that's really cool.
Right. Well, what's exciting, I think, for Catholic Radio is you know, you're crossing over a couple of different dioceses. So we have Monsignor Joseph Schadel,
yep.
you know, from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, who is the spiritual director for Catholic Radio, so
yeah.
he'll be one. And then Father Tony Rowland, so he's from the Diocese of Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes.
And
they're
very
both,
close.
They're very both
dynamic,
awesome.
Great priests. And so
is there mass exciting. Is there mass every day? I mean, how does that work? And how is that worked in?
Right. For every Catholic pilgrimage with Tecton Ministries, we're going to have mass every day. And that's important because it's the summit of our faith, our Catholic faith, and the, you know, the devotion to our Eucharist and our belief in the Eucharist. So at the root of each day should be a daily Mass. And that becomes part of the exciting thing of all these places that you get to have Mass in, right?
And you're traveling alongside of the priest because it's a small group and you can right. really, you know, ask questions and kind of have like, debriefing spiritual direction right there along the way, you know.
That's
which is really amazing. I mean, if you've never been on a pilgrimage, and we were talking about this before we got started, that you really form a bond with those people. It's almost like going on like a Christ Renews His Parish or Curcio with a small group of people, but it's even different because you're sharing these really unique experiences with other people who are really into God, you know.
Absolutely, right. And I think there's a couple of perspectives from that. You know, one is, you know, from the priest himself and the effect that it has on him and the parish, right? Well, when you think about it, I mean, you could spend all this money on, you know, religious education or whatever, or as a good priest friend of mine said, I can just take people every year on pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is becomes like at the essence of my faith formation program,
mm-hmm.
right? From the perspective of the individual pilgrim, if you ask them, you know, give me one word that describes what happened to you, you know, they'll say transforming or transformative or, you know, because it changes who they are. Right? And
yeah.
that's what conversion is about. We don't want to come back from the pilgrimage the same person than when we left. Right?
So there are some seats left.
There are.
And you can register online, right?
Right.
And give your webpage again.
Okay. So it is tectonministries.org. So that's www.tectonministries.org.
So I do want to ask a couple other things before we run out of time. I think we have about 6 minutes or so left. Is that right? Right. You also do some other things there at Tecton Ministries in addition to the pilgrimages. You have something called Thriving Parish, which when I was looking on there, I thought that was really fascinating because Catholic churches, the Catholic Church and parishes are always needing help with communications. I mean, that's kind of what we do here at Catholic Radio. We're the mouth of, you know, for the body of Christ. And, you know, we can't do our evangelization work unless we're really connecting with our flock. So tell me what Thriving Parish is. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah. So Thriving Parish is, as you pointed out, just a division of Tecton Ministries.
Okay.
And the purpose here is to help Catholic nonprofits and Catholic parishes and organizations to better engage, you know, the people that that are following them. So mm-hmm. In the case of a parish, the parishioners. And what happens so often is that, you know, parishioners just are not engaged in the life of the parish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way in which we communicate with parishioners. So, you know, part of what we try to do is set up not only just communication platforms and ways of reaching and speaking really directly to the parishioners, but really getting them engaged. You know, you can develop, you know, great websites, and you know, it's the face of your parish, right? Is that website. So you know, really getting people involved. And part of it is it's such a relief to that priest or pastor to have somebody, you know, like Tecton Ministries that just has expertise in that area. You know, the other thing, like from the standpoint of a religious organization like Catholic Radio, is you have donors. And so very often, you know, how do we engage those donors? How do we get them involved in our messaging and in what we do? And how do we make it just come alive,
mm-hmm.
right? So we've developed software and, you know, expertise, you know, not only in the marketing, but in the communications platforms. And it's just been a real big help, you know, for the parishes.
Well, that's something else you can get at tectonministries.org, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so now what are you looking forward to getting back to the pilgrimage? What are you looking forward to most on this type of a, you know, pilgrimage? I don't think you're going on this one, right?
No, I'm not. But I think what's exciting, you know, for Catholic Radio is your own founders, right? Bob and Sharon Typen, you know, are going on the pilgrimage. And of course, you've got these great priests. But it's a real opportunity to, you know, I think experience, you know, the number one part of the pilgrimage, which is the Passion Play in Oberammergau. And I think you come away not only with a better understanding of what Catholic Radio does, but you will be much more connected with your Catholic faith. And ultimately, that's the goal and mission of Catholic Radio, right? Is to
absolutely
get everybody on board and excited about their faith. So, yeah, I think it'll be a wonderful opportunity for anyone who goes.
So if you could give the dates again. of the pilgrimage, and then all the other information that they might need, maybe even the cost, and maybe a little bit on the accommodations too,
right,
like where people are going to be staying and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so the dates again are September 12th through the 22nd of 2020. Currently, flights for that package are not available. They won't be until this October. But the land package, right? So when people are registering right now, they're registering, making sure they're getting their, you know, their name in, and you know, don't want to miss out on that opportunity. But the base cost of that land package is about $3,800.
Okay.
Right? And then we'll have the flights available, you know, later in the year. And so that'll be a combined total package of both land and flights.
And then on the accommodations, where will you guys be staying in terms of, I mean, how does that work? Is it like hotels? Is it retreat houses or a mixture of that? How is that? Do you Airbnb? I don't know if that's another
right,
one.
Right, yeah. Not an Airbnb, but we do have contracts like with just different hotels and whatnot. So all of the hotels will be first class, four-star hotels, with the exception of Ober-Ammergau, because you're tucked away in the middle of the Alps, and all of those are that particular day will be a three-star hotel.
But you're giving people the best they can get.
Yeah.
And the reason they should come out is for conversion, is that right?
That's it.
That's how it started for you, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right, if you could give the webpage one more time.
Okay. So to register, just go to tectonministries.org. And just register right there. It's all online.
Now, one thing I want to toss out, because I've seen this in the criterion, Catholic Radio Indy isn't the only sponsor for these pilgrimages during the next year. So if those dates of September 12th through the 22nd of 2020 don't work for you, take a look on Tecton Ministries' website, and you'll find there are other parishes and other Catholic organizations that are sponsoring these trips. Maybe you can find one that does work into your schedule. And, you know, we're hoping ours sells out. And if it does, by all means, go on the website, take a look, and see if you can find a slot that works for you.
And if you want to go somewhere else, you can also connect with Tecton Ministries to do that. So Richard Sontag, founder and president of Tecton Ministries, thanks so much for being our guest today. You've been a treat.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.